Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now on Fox 50, we have coverage of the rain and the chance for severe weather as you look live at Raleigh this morning. Elizabeth Gardner is watching the timeline and Anthony Baglione is monitoring the roads for us.
Justice was done today.
Plus, a murder conviction secured for former attorney Alex Murdoch. The sentence he faces today for killing his wife and son.
And the big traffic mess that could start this weekend for drivers in Raleigh, right by PNC Arena and the State Fairgrounds. We're going to tell you how to get around that. That is coming up. But thanks for joining us on your Friday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, that is an interesting bit of road construction. Yeah. We need some more information on for the folks. Definitely a big project. Yeah. Affects a lot of folks. Just like being out on the roads today a little earlier did. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center seems to be pushing off. We'll get a little break.
Yeah, get a little break right now. We did have rain spread across the area overnight last night. Skies are gray. Roads still maybe damp in a few places. And it's not completely over. We do have some light showers that are trying to work their way in from the west. It's not much, and we don't have a chance for severe storms this morning, but we do overnight tonight. A little bit of a light patchy rain shower moving near Henderson and on up towards South Hill and Roanoke Rapids. We take a look at Futurecast and kick things off here between, say, 9 and lunchtime. We see that just isolated shower activity jumping up across our area. We do have the potential to see a little bit of sunshine this afternoon as we see another break in the rain, but the cold front will start to move into the area around 9 p.m. So it's going to be tonight between 10 and 11. It's right around the middle of the viewing area and then just kind of fizzling out and moving out by around midnight or so. But that's going to bring us our best chance of any severe storms. Could be some tornadoes here in the level 3 area, and that's going to be for parts of Tennessee and Kentucky. Western North Carolina with a level 2 risk. For us, it's a level 1 risk, with the biggest threat just being some wind damage. It's a really narrow line that will come through, so it should move in and out pretty quickly. Gray skies over downtown Raleigh right now, and it's damp out there. 59 degrees is our current temperature. This afternoon, the winds will start to pick up, gusting from 25 to 35 way before we see that front coming through. And that will continue into tomorrow morning as well. Our temperatures are in the 50s now, but we'll climb into the upper 60s for highs this afternoon. Nice dry weekend on tap. I'll show you that coming up in just a bit, Anthony.
And Elizabeth, we were seeing, of course, the wet roads earlier this morning, but making definitely some improvement with some drier time right now. We are seeing overall the major approaches here into the city looking pretty good in Raleigh. But notice this area here, I-87 south from Knightdale. There's about a 14 to 15 minute delay. Of course, those cars are definitely moving along slowly. This is our I-87 at Hodge Road camera. You can see there definitely is that congestion. So just plan for about a 14 to 15 minute delay if you are in that direction. Look at all of that red stretching all the way back to the west there, or to the east rather, and then as you head toward the city past that crash, it does get a lot better. Otherwise, one other crash to talk about, this is at Glenwood Avenue at Lead Mine Road. You can see overall the sensors are in the green at this point. We will continue to keep a very close eye, but of course, like I said, pack your patience if you're on I-87 heading southbound toward the city.
Breaking news we've been following from overnight. Two people are dead after a crash in Wendell. It happened right along Wendell Boulevard near Inspiration Circle. Michael Grace was there in the WRL breaking news tracker until officers cleared the scene, which was about 2:30 this morning.
Yeah, well, what we know is that this crash happened at around 10:40 last night. It happened on Wendell Boulevard right near Eagle Rock Road. And I want to get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. This is what the scene looked like at around 1:30 this morning, and just a terrible, terrible crash scene that you see there. Again, two people are dead. I did have a chance to speak with some investigators on scene. They say that multiple agencies will be conducting an investigation into this crash and will not be releasing any information until all those investigations are complete. Right now, the state troopers are working on their side of the investigation, so we will hopefully get some more updates on when those are complete and find out how exactly this crash happened. In Wendell, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
If you're driving to or around the state fairgrounds in Raleigh, get ready for some big changes starting this weekend. NCDOT is closing the intersection of Hillsborough Street at Blue Ridge Road as part of a bigger construction plan. Crews will be working to run Blue Ridge under Hillsborough, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. The goal is to make the busy intersection safer, especially for special events at the state fairgrounds or PNC Arena. Plan to use Western Boulevard or Edwards Mill Road as a detour. It will take about a couple months for work to be completed.
I think if people just bear with us and be patient, they'll see an improved roadway that gets them to where they want to go in a safer fashion. And that's our goal.
The closure was supposed to start on Saturday, but the NCDOT says the rain may push that back to Sunday night.
In just about 90 minutes from now, former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch will be learning how long he'll spend in prison for the murder of his wife and son. Murdoch faces between 30 years and life without parole. Video shows the moments he was taken out of the courthouse. The jury in his murder trial deliberated for less than 3 hours before finding him guilty. The lead prosecutor says Murdoch's prominence in the community couldn't save him from facing justice.
It doesn't matter who your family is. It doesn't matter how much money you have or people think you have. It doesn't matter what you think, how prominent you are. If you do wrong, if you break the law, if you murder, then justice will be done in South Carolina.
Aside from the murder conviction, Murdoch faces 99 charges for a long list of financial crimes. He admitted to some of them during the murder trial.
An 8-year-old girl who police say was killed by her grandmother will be buried today. Funeral services are planned for Crystal Lane in Columbia, South Carolina. She died last month in Nash County. Commissioner Gwen Wilkins has asked the community to observe a moment of silence at 11 o'clock this morning. That's when Lane is laid to rest. Lane's grandmother is facing murder charges. Investigators are looking into accusations of abuse leading up to her death.
We'll learn more this morning about a plan that could change North Carolina's coastline. Governor Roy Cooper will speak at 9 a.m. at a conference in Durham about our state's investment in offshore wind energy. Earlier this week, the State Department of Commerce entered an agreement with Denmark to work together on this. Three offshore wind sites are already in development, about 20 miles off the coast. Supporters say it'll help our state reach its clean energy targets and create jobs. Some have expressed concern, though, about impacts to coastal wildlife and tourism.
Coming up, there's a new crew on board the International Space Station this morning. See the moment they met their counterparts in orbit just ahead. Plus,
it will help save lives. It will help it'll help save the state money.
Strong support for Medicaid expansion in North Carolina as it becomes a reality after a decade of debate. How doctors in rural areas say it'll make a world of difference.
That was a wet night last night, but the rain has certainly begun to taper off this morning. We do have more on the way, especially overnight tonight. And that's when we could see severe storms. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
Ten minutes after 8 right now on your Friday morning, and what a gloomy look in Roxborough right there. Good morning to you folks. You're waking up in about the same position the rest of us are. We went through some rain, a little bit of clearing on the way. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at that radar.
Radar is pretty quiet right now. We did have some rain overnight last night, so no matter where you are when you step outside, it may be damp or a little wet on the streets, but we've been fortunate not to see a lot of heavy rain during the morning commute. We do have more rain on the way, but what we'll see today will be light and patchy, nothing heavy. We do have the potential for a few isolated showers to swing through. There were one or two of those in the western part of the viewing area just a little while ago, but you can see them kind of moving in and fizzling out. Here's a look at Futurecast. Notice once we get closer to lunchtime, we see more widespread light showers and then a little bit of clearing during the afternoon. And you might think that that's the end of it, but it isn't. We're looking at a cold front that'll come through tonight, and that's going to bring us a chance of some severe storms. We start to see that forming up back to our west closer to 9 p.m. So this is going to be tonight after dinner, right around, say, 10 to 11 o'clock. You can see that moving through the Triangle area. This is a new run of the computer models that just came in a few minutes ago. And it looks less impressive here in the Triangle area. And certainly as it moves on out around midnight, same story. So we can't rule out an isolated storm there that could produce some wind damage. But for us, it doesn't look nearly as dangerous as what folks are going to see back to the west. It's a level 3 risk across parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. Mountains of North Carolina, level 2 risk. For us, it's a level 1 risk. But it'll be fairly late in the evening. And we could see a storm or two that produces some wind damage. Not completely out of the question. It's a bit bit damp as you walk out the door this morning in Goldsboro, as well as Apex and Chapel Hill. It was certainly wetter earlier, and you can see the damp sidewalks there in front of our Durham newsroom. Rocky Mount Mills also looking wet. We've seen rain more recently there. And here's a look at the big picture. We have a warm front that's lifting northward. We have a brand new tornado watch that's been posted across parts of Tennessee and Kentucky, and then down into parts of the deep south. We're talking about this being the area where we'd have a better chance of tornadoes today, and certainly that threat is there already. Future cast rainfall for us likely to be a tenth to a quarter of an inch between now and midnight or so. What could be the biggest thing with this system is the winds. We're going to see winds starting to gust this afternoon, 25 to 35, completely outside of any showers or thunderstorms. And of course, we're looking pretty good with rainfall in terms of our percentage of normal in the last 30 days. Almost everybody at 100%. It's a little lower in Fayetteville at 88%, but still we're looking good with no real drought problems across our area. Looking at a beautiful weekend, Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the upper 60s. It's going to be a chilly start on Sunday morning at 41, then warmer into the first part of next week with some showers Tuesday. But we are still on track for some colder weather toward the end of next week. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, the major approaches here as we check out the Durham area are looking great this morning. We've not been seeing any major backups, just a very slim delay there as you head on US 501 from Infinity Road. Otherwise, looking great here this morning. We head toward Raleigh, though. It is a different story. I-87 southbound, we've been seeing some big time delays here. Multiple crashes you can see across the board, and I'll show you that here in just a second. But certainly there's where we're seeing the problem spots right now. About a 21-minute delay here on I-87 south from Knightdale. Everyone else looking pretty good. I-40 from I-885 looking good. 0 minute delay right there. But certainly I-87 is the problem spot. Look at all those cars. Certainly that congestion is there this morning. So just take it slow as you're headed out this morning. Plan for about a 15 to 20 minute delay in this area, guys.
New this morning, NFL hopeful Jalen Carter was cited for speeding just months before being charged in a crash that left two people dead. Court records show Carter was clocked driving nearly 90 miles an hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. That was in September. Now he's charged with speeding and reckless driving in a separate crash that killed his teammate at the University of Georgia, Devin Willock, and a staffer who worked there, Chandler LaCroix. Police say Carter was racing Willock and LaCroix at the time. He turned himself in after the charges, but was back on the NFL scouting circuit yesterday. Carter has said he will be exonerated. It's a grim milestone on the campus of Michigan State University. The memorial items left for students who were killed and injured in the mass shooting last month are being removed now. Some students are working to make a special place for many of them. The flowers around campus will be used as mulch to grow a memorial tree, or will live on in pressed form with the help of Michigan State. Now, undergraduate students have played a huge part in the flower collection process.
The reminders are going to be cleaned away eventually, and this is just something permanent that people can attach their grief to.
Three students were killed, five others injured on February 13th after a gunman targeted two buildings on campus.
A Durham man accused of murder is behind bars this morning as investigators work to find a motive. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was there Tuesday night after the deadly shooting at the Extended Stay Motel on Highway 55. Police say 48-year-old Tonya Freeman was killed. Yesterday, 32-year-old Darren Wright was charged with her murder. He's being held without bond.
Today marks 3 years, if you can believe that, since the first confirmed COVID-19 case in North Carolina. State health officials announced on March 3rd, 2020, someone who traveled to the state of Washington was exposed at a long-term health care facility there. That facility was the site of one of the first major outbreaks. 3 years later now, more than 3.4 million people across our state have tested positive for the virus. 28,389 people have died from it.
A deal to expand Medicaid in North Carolina could be a lifesaver for both patients and hospitals, especially in rural areas of the state. Doctors at rural hospitals say they see higher rates of patients without health coverage, and for years they've had patients choose not to come to clinics because they couldn't afford to get help. Some rural hospitals have even had to close or stop certain services because of lack of funding. Families say they know how hard it can be to go without insurance.
There's been plenty of times where my family's had to go to the doctor and they couldn't get the procedures that they needed from not having the help that they needed to have. And it was rough.
The Medicaid deal should bring health care coverage to nearly 500,000 people here in North Carolina. It won't be effective until this year's budget becomes law sometime this summer. President Biden reacted to the deal, saying he's called on other leaders to do the same. He pointed out that North Carolina is the 40th state to expand Medicaid.
Today, the war in Ukraine will be top of mind for President Biden as he hosts German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House. The two will discuss potential sanctions for Russia. The Biden administration is already planning another round of military assistance for Ukraine. It comes 1 week after the announcement of $2 billion in U.S. aid. That money will go towards drones and mine-clearing equipment.
Some of the top contenders for the Republican ticket in 2024 presidential race all gathered in the same place this weekend. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, is underway just outside of Washington, D.C. Former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and tech millionaire Vivek Ramaswamy are speaking. They are the only three candidates who have announced a 2024 run so far. One notable absence from this weekend's convention, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has not announced a campaign.
Back here at home, plans are now set for next week's State of the State address. Governor Cooper will deliver the address at 7 o'clock Monday night to a joint session of the state legislature. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will deliver the Republican response. You can watch it all on WRL News Plus. You can watch WRL News Plus wherever you stream by way of the WRL News app on WRL.com. It's also available on Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257. You can even listen on the radio by checking out 99.3 in Raleigh, 96.5 in Durham, 101.5 HD3 all across the Triangle.
Now, this is pretty cool. There's a new crew on board the International Space Station this morning. Take a look at this new video on Fox 50. You can see the ISS crew greeting the new arrivals just after 4 a.m. this morning. They arrived at the station after a one-day trip from Florida. The team will spend up to 6 months in space conducting experiments and carrying out routine maintenance on the space station. The other astronauts are preparing for their return journey home after nearly half a year in orbit.
There are a lot of movies and movie news that you need to catch up on this morning. A new Haunted Mansion from Disney. How about that? David Daniel has a first look in today's Hollywood Minute.
Oh, my God.
Is anybody else seeing this?
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
Be careful. Lurks around every corner.
Disney has released the first teaser trailer for Haunted Mansion, its latest stab at a movie based on its classic theme park attraction. Prepare to be scared when it hits theaters July 28th.
You made me something once, Doc. You can do it again.
It is my destiny to win the heavyweight championship belt again.
Getting into shape for Big George Foreman, the miraculous story of the once and future heavyweight champion of the world, opening April 28th, was different for Chris Davis than for most big screen boxers.
I didn't wear a ball cap. I cut my hair. I did gain weight, and I gained all the weight myself. Ate 7,000 calories a day to gain the weight. Yeah, 50 pounds in 5 weeks.
My name is Abby Jackson, and I'm 15 years old. I've been studying this bay since I was 8.
The whole reef will be gone.
We'll see about that.
Blueback is about protecting the environment and family relationships. Mia Wasikowska, Radha Mitchell, Eric Bana, and Ilsa Fogg star in the Australian drama based on the Tim Winton novel. Blueback is in theaters now. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
If you're a movie fan, take note, the Wake Forest Film Festival kicks off tonight. It's a two-day event. It'll include more than 20 films of all genres. The festival starts tonight at 6, the Wake Forest Renaissance Center. It'll run until 9:30. Tomorrow, screenings start at 11 a.m. and will go all day until 8 p.m. Tickets are $20. They're available online.
Well, if you have a legal question, you can ask it directly to an attorney today for free. WREL and Five on Your Side's Attorneys on Call is today. It means access to an attorney that some in our community really need but may not otherwise get.
Anyone who volunteers loves this day. As I've heard multiple people say, it's a great day to be an attorney because you're able to take time out of your schedule and help those who really need it.
You can call 919-891-9779 today, starting at 11 a.m. for WREL Attorneys on Call. Hundreds of legal experts will be answering your calls until 7 o'clock tonight. The newest flavor at Baskin-Robbins has people talking online this morning. The ice cream chain just revealed its chicken and waffles flavor. It's waffle-flavored ice cream with chicken and waffle bits sprinkled in and maple syrup swirls. It's vegetarian-friendly. The company says the chicken flavor is just meant to mimic the taste, so it's not actual chicken.
Wait, it's not a joke. Don't mimic that. I would get it in a waffle cone with a little drumstick on the side.
Oh,
and
man.
That thing would be gone.
That's going to be a really popular flavor, I think. Because it's a huge, especially in the South, it's very big, right? Chicken and waffles is a big thing.
Every brunch, I would
Every
think,
brunch,
has
yeah.
a has a version of
of
it.
Some
it's
sort of version.
All good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Right.
I'll try it.
Me too.
Still ahead on Fox 50, why a lot of space in downtown Raleigh is being leased but not used, and what the city is doing to change that.
Plus, we have you covered on and the rainy weather as you look live at Sanford this morning. We have more team coverage just ahead.
Listen to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Time now is 8:26 on your Friday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We saw some rain earlier this morning. Most of it has moved out. We are seeing some spotty areas still. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here to show us where the rain is still coming down.
It's definitely nice to have a break from the rain during the busiest part of the morning commute, but there is a little bit left back to our west. We're going to see some scattered showers between now and lunchtime, and then the big event happens tonight between 9 and midnight. That's when our cold front will come through. We do have a level one risk for severe storms, and that's when we would see it. It's going to be a quick line that comes through, but we could see some isolated wind damage with that. Taking a look at Clinton, you can see the streets are drying out pretty nicely here, but a lot of gray skies. We're seeing that everywhere. Still, if you're about to head out the door, I would grab your umbrella because we do still have some scattered showers in our forecast, especially up through the first part of the afternoon. And then after that, we warm up to almost 70. The winds will pick up, and again, we'll have that chance for a line of storms overnight. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, we are watching some issues here this morning, especially on I-87 southbound. We've seen several crashes. This one specifically is from Knightdale heading into the city. That's about a 23-minute delay. Everywhere else, as far as the major approaches into Raleigh, looking good. Look at that backup, though. Definitely plan for some extra time if you're headed in this direction. Lots of cars are getting off on the exit before. This is our I-87 at Hodge Road camera. So for the most part, I-87, the problem spot this morning. Everyone else, though, is looking pretty good.
All right, thank you, Anthony. Breaking overnight, two people are dead after a crash in Wendell. It happened after 10:30 last night on Wendell Boulevard and Inspiration Circle. Investigators cleared the scene just after 2:30 this morning. We are working to learn what caused the crash and who was killed. Coming up next on Fox 50, the big road project starting this weekend that could cause problems for drivers in Raleigh. And ahead on today, Outer Bank star Chase Stokes is live in Studio 1.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
There's still some damp conditions out there, but a little break in the rain right now. It isn't over. I'll show you when we'll see some more scattered showers and a line of strong thunderstorms tonight coming up.
And we're tracking some big time delays on some of our roads this morning. I'll break down exactly where the problem spots and any crashes are coming up.
And from tornadoes in Texas to 10 feet of snow in California, we are tracking some wild weather across the rest of the country. A little more tame where we are right yeah. now on our Friday. Yeah. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we saw a little rain coming into work early this morning, but most of it has cleared out for now. We're not out of the woods yet, though.
No, and we're going to get a repeat of it, you know, before we get beyond this and into our weekend. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRO Severe Weather Center. There's brighter days ahead.
Definitely gorgeous weekend in our forecast, but we do have gray skies right now and some damp conditions. We had some rain overnight last night and early this morning. There's still a few scattered showers around the triad and back toward the mountains. That's going to start to creep into our area, and you can see that here on Futurecast. As we get a little closer to lunchtime, we may see another wave that brings some isolated showers across the area. By the time we get into the afternoon, there could actually be a few breaks in the clouds, especially in our southern counties, but that's not the end of it. Our cold front comes through tonight about 9 p.m. It starts to approach our area. It moves through the middle of the viewing area between 10 and 11 and then out of here by around midnight. It weakens significantly as it comes on through, but we are still under a level one risk for severe storms. Much better chance of severe weather well to our west on the other side of the mountains, Kentucky and Tennessee in particular with a level three risk. But for us, our level one risk could mean an isolated instance of some wind damage. Of course, here's a look at the DBAP, and they've got the raincoat on the baseball diamond right now. They're going to do Fan Fest on Saturday. Weather looks great for that. 59 degrees is our current temperature. Late this afternoon, the winds will really pick up, gusty from 25 to 35. That continues tonight and into Saturday morning. This afternoon will also warm up some. Highs this afternoon will be up near 70 degrees. I'll show you the pretty weekend in our forecast coming up. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, we are tracking here some big time issues this morning, mainly on I-87 southbound. The cars, you can see, they are moving, but certainly that congestion this morning has been a lot out there for some of our areas. This is again I-87 at Hodge Road. That's where the camera is located. And then we're going to continue to watch this here. They've made, like I said, some improvement, but check out. We do have several crashes to talk about here. The big one, though, of course, is that I-87 southbound where you see that red showing up on the map as we speak. Once you get closer to the city, past that crash, of course, it does start to improve, but we're talking about a 15 to 20 minute delay, I-87 southbound from Knightdale. So just plan for a little bit of extra time here this morning to allow yourself to get around that crash. Otherwise, though, the major approaches into Durham and for the most part here in Raleigh are looking good.
All right, thank you, Anthony. Breaking news overnight, two people are dead after a crash in Wendell. It happened along Wendell Boulevard near Inspiration Circle. Michael Grace was there in the WRL breaking news tracker until officers cleared the scene around 2:30 this morning.
Well, right now we're working to determine what led up to this crash that killed two people, taking investigators 4 hours to clear. The WRAL breaking news tracker was along Wendell Boulevard right near Eagle Rock Road shortly after 10:40 p.m. when the crash happened. You can see the intense damage to these two vehicles. The sedan caved in, the SUV ended up flipping upside down. While the investigation plays out into how this happened, we're checking in with authorities to determine who was killed in the crash. Investigators from multiple agencies are trying to pinpoint the circumstances that caused it all. I'm checking in with them and will continue to bring you new information once we get some answers. In Wendell, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Also this morning, investigators are working to figure out how a 5-year-old in Goldsboro died. They say someone brought the child to the emergency room at UNC Health Wayne yesterday afternoon. It's not clear when the child died or if this was an intentional act. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers.
If you're driving to or around the state fairgrounds in Raleigh, get ready for some big changes starting this weekend. NCDOT is closing the intersection of Hillsboro Street at Blue Ridge Road as part of a bigger construction project. Crews will be working to run Blue Ridge under Hillsboro and the railroad tracks, as well as Barrel Road. The goal is to make the busy intersection safer, especially for special events at the state fairgrounds or PNC Arena. Plan to use Western Boulevard or Edwards Mill Road as a detour. It'll take months for work to be completed.
1 hour from now, court will reconvene for the sentencing of Alec Murdoch. Murdoch was convicted of murdering his wife and son. The jury deliberated for less than 3 hours before finding him guilty. Murdoch will return to court this morning to be sentenced, where he faces a possible 30 years to life sentence in prison without parole. Check with your airline if you're flying to Texas this weekend. Flights are being canceled as that state deals with the aftermath of strong storms and tornadoes. Take a look at this new video that shows the dangerous conditions right near the Dallas-Fort Worth airport overnight. Tens of thousands of people are without power right now. The storms also caused a storefront to collapse, the awning falling down on several parked cars there. No one inside, though, was hurt. And Ken Smith is tracking more new developments from the WRA Live Center right now. Ken?
Yeah, Jeff, this is an Amazon delivery center in a Dallas suburb. That same storm system you just mentioned caused this damage. You can see the awning hanging off the side of the roof. They were told that that roof partially collapsed on this building. Fortunately, no workers were injured in this whole mayhem. Of course, as you just mentioned, that storm brought some powerful winds throughout that region, also includes some hail as well. The cleanup will continue this morning, and work will continue here at this Amazon Delivery Center.
And Ken, cleanup will also get underway in Shreveport, Louisiana, after a tornado touchdown there. You can see the winds taking out power lines and whipping up debris in this video. Fortunately, there have been no reports of any serious injuries. In Southern California, meanwhile, many people remain trapped in their homes after back-to-back snowstorms. Some mountain areas saw up to 10 feet of snow. The video shows an entire building's roof collapsed because of the weight of all that snow. 13 counties are under a state of emergency right now.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper will talk about the future of offshore wind energy. At 9 a.m., Governor Cooper will deliver the opening address at a conference at Duke University. Right now, three areas off the North Carolina coast are cleared for turbine farms. Wilmington, Brunswick County, and Kitty Hawk could start construction by 2026. Experts say that timeline might be difficult to meet.
The goals that Governor Cooper set out are goals, right? We would love to be able to meet them. It would provide a significant amount of economic development to the state. That said, with the trajectory that we're currently on, I think it would be very difficult for the state to build and buy 2.4 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2030.
Today's conference comes 2 days after the state's Department of Commerce announced plans to work with Denmark. That country has been a leader in clean energy.
The future of Durham and how your tax dollars are spent will be back in the spotlight today. City Council just started the second day of its annual budget retreat in the last few minutes. Yesterday, members focused on violence prevention. They voiced support for hundreds of thousands of dollars for grassroots programs, including mentorship and a task force on Black men and boys.
Black men and Black boys in the city, well, let's say nationally or, you know, academically, proficiency-wise, according to the data that's been recorded, are at the lowest of the totem pole. But when it comes to crime, we just happen to be at the top.
Many more items are on the agenda today. You can watch the discussion live on Durham's YouTube page.
Still ahead, a tense confrontation over the train derailment in Ohio. And Norfolk Southern gets grilled as community members there learn how long it'll take to find out their health risks.
Today is the day. It's Five on Your Sides, Attorneys on Call, where legal experts will give you free legal advice. I'll give you the details right away. And we are watching for the chance of some severe weather as you look live at Warrenton. The conditions, they are very cloudy this morning. We'll be right back. Welcome back on your Friday morning. Time is 8:42. You're looking live at Lake Gaston. It's pretty cloudy out there. Not the best day to head out on the water, but this weekend is the best weekend to head out on the water. Elizabeth's going to tell us all about it. She's showing us where the rain is falling right now, Elizabeth.
We did have some rain overnight last night, so no matter where you are when you step outside, you might notice it's still a little wet or a little bit damp. We have another batch of some showers that's back to our west, but this is all really light and patchy. This little wave that's trying to move into our viewing area right now is mostly fizzling out. Here's a look at Futurecast, and Futurecast does show some of those light showers building across the area closer to lunchtime into the early part of the afternoon. By mid-afternoon, there could be a few holes in the clouds, and we see another break in the precipitation, and you might think it's over, but it's not. Tracking a cold front that won't come through until tonight. You can see here at 9 p.m. that line of thunderstorms approaching our viewing area. By 10 to 11, it's moving right through the center of the viewing area. It's really narrow. And this version, this brand new run of the computer models coming in, is a little bit weaker with it. And then it just kind of drifts off out of the viewing area around midnight. we do still have that level one risk for severe storms. There's a much better chance of severe weather here, a level three risk for parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. It's a level two risk in the mountains of North Carolina, but our risk is level one, meaning there may be a few isolated storms that could produce some wind damage. It's going to be a quick line that comes through, again, sometime between 9 and midnight, depending on where you are. Here's a live look at Zebulon. Beautiful view of their downtown town hall, their historic building. 59 degrees is our temperature around the triangle. We'll see temperatures climbing into the 60s after lunchtime. Right now it's 52 in South Hill, 58 in Southern Pines, 62 degrees in Clinton already. Temperatures will climb into the upper 60s around the triangle this afternoon. We could hit nearly 80 degrees around Fayetteville and Clinton this afternoon. We'll hold it in the low to mid 60s in our northern counties. Even if we don't see a whole lot of rain for the rest of the day, one of the big things about today weather-wise is going to be the wind. By the time we get into the late afternoon, the winds could be gusting 25 to 35 miles per hour. So windy, breezy this afternoon, as well as tonight and into Saturday morning. After that, the winds will start to die down a little bit, but definitely looks like a pretty weekend. Besides it being a little windy Saturday morning, we'll see sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures today through the weekend are all in the mid to upper 60s, but it's going to be a chilly start on Sunday morning. We haven't seen temperatures around 40 degrees heading out the door in quite some time. Hopefully you have some plans to be outside over the weekend. Both days look great. There's Fan Fest during the evening on Saturday there at the DBAP. Willie Bull wants to say hello. 63 at 5 o'clock, 57 at 7 o'clock. It is sold out if you don't already have a reservation, but if you don't, hopefully you'll find something else fun to do. Lots of things going on this weekend. Plenty of nice weather for it. It'll be a little warmer on Monday at 72. Then we see more rain on Tuesday. And behind Tuesday's front, we see a big change in our weather pattern back to cooler temperatures.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. WREL has obtained 911 calls from the deadly shooting near Hillsboro Hillside High School in Durham last month. One caller said they heard at least 10 shots fired from the American Tobacco Trail and saw one of the shooters wearing all black clothing. Another caller said a different shooter was wearing a blue shirt and blue jeans, and they saw teenagers wearing backpacks. Take a listen to two of these calls, including someone with a victim.
Two ran towards the trail, and then one ran to the right. Yeah, they looked like all teenagers. It was a shooting on the trail. Somebody got shot. Bring the ambulance quick, please. He bleeding bad.
Let him know that help is already on the way, okay?
17-year-old Anthony Feaster, a Hillside student, was killed in that shooting. A 15-year-old student was also shot and has since been released from the hospital.
Norfolk Southern is apologizing again to the community affected by the train derailment and toxic chemical spill in Ohio. Officials from the railroad company spoke at a town hall last night in East Palestine. Neighbors shared concerns about the impact on their health. Executives with Norfolk Southern say they'll clean up the site and any contamination.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to clean up the site.
The CDC says it'll take about 3 weeks to understand any health impacts from the chemicals. The EPA also ordered Norfolk Southern to do its own tests for toxic pollutants from the derailment. Separately, environmental activist Aaron Brockovich held a town hall in East Palestine, Ohio last night, pushing community members to get answers.
I'm here for you. I have done this for 30 years. I have done this across this country, and it makes me sad to be here with all of you and the uncertainty about our future.
Brockovich and her team say there's a long history of train derailment and claims companies will often choose profits over paying for the proper maintenance.
New this morning, Walgreens says it won't sell abortion pills by mail in 20 states led by conservatives. The announcement comes after attorneys general in those states warned Walgreens and CVS they could face legal action if they continue to allow mail deliveries of the pill. North Carolina is not one of those states where the abortion pill is legal, but an OBGYN at UNC filed a lawsuit earlier this year looking to strike down that ban. Businesses in downtown Raleigh are slowly encouraging workers to come back to the office. But many companies still have staff working on a work-from-home or hybrid basis. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance says getting workers back in person is going to take some time. Right now, more than 88% of office space in the area is leased, but not all of it is being used.
We were probably pre-pandemic somewhere in the 90s of occupancy, so it's leasing, right, versus now being in the upper 80s. On utilization, there's definitely still a gap. I mean, there's no question about that.
A return to the office also means more customers for local restaurants. Experts say a growing number of residential units will help as well. Right now, there's over 2,000 under construction, and thousands more are likely on the way.
From an award-winning musical to a night at the ballpark, there's a lot happening this weekend in the Triangle. And WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with our Out and About picks. Kathy, let's start with that musical in Durham.
Jagged Little Pill. It's playing over at Durham Performing Arts Center through Sunday. Now, if you grew up in the 1990s, like I did, then you know this music already. It features all of Alanis Morissette's biggest hits. It's a Tony Award-winning show. There's also a digital lottery for $25 seats. So, I mean, check it out before you head out there. You might be able to get those tickets.
Isn't it ironic that it's here? Maybe it's not ironic.
A little ironic.
Raleigh Brewery is also celebrating its birthday this weekend. We can help.
This is a fun one, okay. On Saturday, Raleigh Brewing is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a big party from 1 to 9 p.m. There's going to be live music, the Beer Olympics, food trucks, and special beer releases.
Also, there's some baseball this weekend. It's a great sign of spring.
Aren't you ready for baseball to
yes.
come back? I'm so ready. Okay, the Durham Bulls are hosting their Spring Fan Fest from 5 to 7:30 on Saturday. You can play catch on the field. Children ages 12 and younger can take batting practice. Admission is free, but you just need to reserve a ticket in advance.
That is a live look right there at the DBAP. They will pull that tarp off for the beautiful weekend ahead, just protecting it for now. Kathy, thank you. You can learn more about these and other Out and About picks by going to WRL.com. Just click on the Out and About tab.
And here's another big event to watch out for. Tomorrow, Duke and UNC wrap up the regular season with Battle of the Blues Round 2 in Chapel Hill. We'll have live team coverage pre- and post-game from the Dean Smith Center. That's Saturday at 6 o'clock on WRL.
Incredible photos show the moments an endangered North Atlantic whale was spotted right off our coast. Look at this. The North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher shared these photos. Now, captured by a photographer and posted to Instagram, this whale breached the waters off Carolina Beach on Sunday. Experts say from the coastal Cape Fear area all the way down to below Cape Canaveral, Florida, it's a critical calving habitat for these whales.
Gosh, it's just so beautiful to see that. Well, today, lawmakers, lawyers are volunteering their time to take your questions. Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur has a preview of WRL's Attorneys on Call.
In just a few hours, legal experts will fill this WRL lobby, giving you free legal advice. And the people here is really just the tip of the iceberg. Hundreds more will be in other parts of the state working remotely to answer your calls. This event is the North Carolina Bar Association's way to give back to the people of our state. And you can call for so many different topics: housing, family matters, financial situations, even criminal law. Now, this event is going to last 8 hours, but I would recommend calling as soon as our phone lines open. You might have to wait a little bit, but it's okay. Pack your patience. These legal experts have a goal of reaching 10,000 callers today, and I think they'll do it. Keely Arthur, Five on Your Side.
And here's the number to call when those phone lines open at 11 a.m. today, 919-891-9779. We'll also be scrolling that number on the bottom of your screen later today as well.
And join WRL as we celebrate and support our amazing local arts community during the third annual Big Night In for the Arts. The event features performances by Tony Award winner Beth Level, fusion folk artists, La Media dance superstars Costin Mayer, and plus a live performance from Grammy-nominated country artist Reese Palmer. So watch, donate, and celebrate the arts next Thursday at 7 on WRL or wherever you stream WRL.
Jeff, how about this? A vacation at the beach sounds good, right? But how about a trip miles away from the shore in the middle of the ocean? You might recognize the Frying Pan Tower. The owner is offering to raffle off a free weekend getaway at the tower for up to four people. It includes a trip out to the tower, a fishing trip, a little scuba diving, and a whole lot of stargazing. The owner is taking entries through the end of May. How many entries do you think that person's going to get?
There's going to be a ton, absolutely.
Yeah. And, it's really cool.
You know, you probably want to stay away from it every time that we take you out for those live pictures during hurricanes.
Yeah.
Up on top of that. But, hey, I'd go out there and hit golf balls off it into the ocean.
Yes, you would. And fun. Stargazing and hanging out. I think it's cool.
It is very neat. Unique, right?
Yes.
Before we head to break, we have the winning lottery numbers for you right here, and we will get another check on weather and traffic up next.